So I'll tell you one thing, sad news this morning. Time absolutely flies. Sad this morning to wake up to hear that the football legend Bobby Tamling had passed away. He was Chelsea's longtime goal scorer. I think it was around 200, well, it was actually 202 goals at Chelsea. And of course, he played for Chelsea and Crystal Palace, and he moved to Cork in the 70s and settled in Crosshaven. Lovely, lovely man. He was Cork City's first manager and then very much involved in Crosshaven soccer and things like that. But you mentioned his name at Stamford Bridge or around Chelsea circles, and they talk about the legend that Bobby Tamling was. But it's 10 years since he popped into the studio to chat with me back in the day. He was launching his book at the time. Oh yeah, we had a great old chat about life and his soccer career and, you know, different stories. In fairness to Seamus, he keeps quite an amount of the audio from down through the years. So I just managed to, you know, just pull out a couple of minutes of Bobby Tamling. This is 10 years now since he was in studio, and sadly overnight the news was released. He had passed away. Lovely man.
As you came to the end of your career, a change of climate and a change of clubs involved you coming to Cork and playing for Celtic, wasn't it?
Yeah, I had a bad injury. I had an Achilles tendon problem, and the specialist who I was seeing advised me that, he said, really, I should advise you to retire. He said, because your ankle's not going to stand up to the pressure you put it under.
So you needed softer ground.
That's what he said. Yeah. He said,
and it rains here all the time, so the ground is soft.
Well, I was sat next to a gentleman called Paddy Mulligan, Irish international lad in the Crystal Palace dressing room, and he advised me to go to Ireland. And I said, could you fix something up? And he did. Very nice of him. He fixed me up with, as he told me on the day, a team second in the league.
That's funny, actually. Yeah. You tell that well.
And when I got over here, I said that in front of the people that I was meeting, your directors and so forth. And I said, I'm glad to be joining the side second in the league. And they said, well, we hope to make some progress with all the signings we've made. And I thought, that doesn't sound like second in the league. And I said, where are you in the league then? And they said, second from bottom. I never let Paddy forget that.
All right, but it didn't deter you. And you had a good career here. And I think you were the man who brought best to Lisa, didn't you, for a few games? Was it true that he was on £1,000 a game?
Yes. And I'm really proud of that fact. Like, you know, not the fact that he was on £1,000 a game, but that he came over to us here in Cork.
He didn't play very well, though, did he?
He was he wasn't at the end of his career, because after that time he went back and played for Fulham.
Yeah, absolutely lovely man. Just a little snippet of a chat we had in studio 10 years ago. I wouldn't have thought it was that long ago, but sadly the news announced overnight that down in Crosshaven he had passed away. I wonder what that had been. I must ask Rory, that 202 Chelsea goals, would that have been a record, goal-scoring record for somebody? Great legend and deeply missed.